We're going to shift focus and talk about the campaign. It's no longer a cliffhanger, but it certainly is a daily story. Both candidates, John McCain on the Republican side and Barack Obama on the Democratic side, were talking about the economy yesterday, and there are likely to be more headlines today as this campaign continues on to November. Joining us now is Mike Duncan, who's the chairman of the Republican National Committee. Mike, thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning, John. Thank you.
Let me begin with a tough question first. With a lot of, at least on paper, negatives, low approval rating for the Republican incumbent, and a lot of divisive language, it seems, coming from conservatives in the public media and in the sort of chattering class, I'm wondering if, how would you answer the charge that McCain 2008 is looking like a repeat of Dole 96?
Well, I think that's absolutely ludicrous to talk about that. Look, we're disappointed in 2006. We're making midterm corrections. We've got a great candidate who represents the center right of this country, which is the majority of this country. The conservatives are coming together. In the last 90 days, we've had a great opportunity to bring the party together while the Democrats were still fighting. I have over 800,000 individuals who've donated to the campaign so far. Our fundraising is far ahead of our budget. All the signs are there. 9 out of 10 Republicans in the polling that we're seeing are supporting John McCain. We're getting a substantial number of Democrats on the other side. You look in states like Pennsylvania and Ohio and West Virginia and Kentucky. We're getting, in some instances, 1 out of 3 of those who voted for Senator Clinton. We feel very good about where we're positioned for the fall campaign.
All right, Mike. Well, listen to this. This is from Steve Hildebrand, who's the deputy national director of Barack Obama's campaign, talking about some other states that you didn't mention on that list.
Well, I think there's a lot of potential out there. Louisiana, Georgia, North Carolina, Arkansas. You know, there's a lot of opportunity out there. And, you know, we're at the early stages of this. And we think there's going to be potential in places all over the country.
Now, that's the view from Barack Obama's campaign. Mike Duncan of the RNC. Do you think the Democrats have a Southern strategy this year?
Well, I think if they do, they're going to come up really short. The values of the Republican Party of lower taxes, less government, individual responsibility, and a strong national defense play well throughout the entire country. And when you take the list that he was talking about, Louisiana, where we just elected the Bobby Jindal, one of the great young governors of this country last year, and he's doing a wonderful job there. Georgia, where we have a Republican governor. North Carolina, where we're making a tremendous attempt this time to get the governor.
But what do you make of the setbacks in Mississippi? What do you make of the setback in Mississippi?
Well, obviously, I was disappointed. I think we had Louisiana and Mississippi. We had three races, and people thought they elected three conservatives to Congress. Unfortunately, they only elected one Republican conservative. The Democrats ran far to the right. In fact, in Mississippi, Childers ran away from Barack Obama, and I think that's the strategy that you're going to see other Democrat candidates in the South take.
Mike, what do you make of former Speaker Newt Gingrich's suggestion that the Republicans, for one reason or another, have lost the reform mantle, and unless they retake it from the Democrats, they're going to lose in November?
Well, I think we have absolutely the right person at the right time running as president of the United States with John McCain. Look at his 20-year record in Congress. He has been a reformer. There's not been anyone who's been stronger on earmarks. John McCain was able to put together the coalition that allowed us to appoint judges to this country, to the Supreme Court. He's led in bipartisan reforms. John McCain has been a maverick. He's been someone who's worked across the aisle. He's capable of making decisions.
He's not necessarily a maverick on the war. With the unpopular war in Iraq, do you think that's going to stick between now and November?
Well, I beg to differ. John McCain is the one who came up with the idea for the surge and pushed that forward. And look at the results. It's not on the front page now because we're having good results in Iraq. And he had the courage to stand up and say, this is what we need to do.
Mike Duncan, tough questions this morning, but thanks so much for joining us on The Takeaway. Mike Duncan is the chairman of the Republican National Committee, speaking to us from Washington. Thank you.
Thanks, John.